Hello, it's Tuesday, July the 7th, and we are looking at the Psalms. And today we come to probably the best known psalm and perhaps the best known portion of Scripture, the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and so on. And who doesn't know this psalm? Every Christian, I think, has made it a favorite psalm. It's a psalm that reassures us that with God as our shepherd, we lack nothing. Everything that we need, not everything that we want, but everything that we need is provided for us. It's a psalm that depicts four scenes. The first is by a river, and I imagine sitting beside a river, perhaps having a picnic with green, verdant pastures all around. Then the scene changes dramatically to the valley of the shadow of death. And then another scene, sitting at a table that's loaded with provisions. And then a final scene in our Father's house forevermore. I can't think about Psalm 23 without thinking of a dear friend of mine who's now in glory, Douglas MacMillan, who was a shepherd. And then fairly late in life, I think he was in his 40s or even 50s, he went to seminary and became a preacher in the Free Church of Scotland. And he was one of the most endearing men I think I've ever encountered. And he wrote a little book on the 23rd Psalm that I have read several times. And I remember hearing him preach on the 23rd Psalm at a church conference one time. And he alluded to the closing passage in Psalm 23, "Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." And he told us that he had two sheepdogs, border collies, and he called them goodness and mercy because they followed the sheep. Wherever the sheep went, these two dogs went with them, and he called them goodness and mercy. And that's probably 50 years ago I heard that, and I just can't ever forget it. Well, the 23rd Psalm, you probably can recite it in your head from memory. The Lord bless you today.